Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trump's will be a dynasty that will last for decades, propelling the Republican Party into a new party, one that will adapt to changing cultures, one who must continue to adapt while keeping the conservative values that we believe in.
Well, there you go. That's President Trump's campaign manager speaking to the dwindling number of Republicans in California, saying we haven't given up on you, and the Trump children may be the future. I don't know about you. That's a turnoff to me. I'm voting for Donald Trump, but I'm not interested in a Trump dynasty. But let's see if we've misunderstood this. Alex Castellanos is our ABC News political consultant who is a Republican, so I feel like we'll get a straight shooter on this thing. What was your reaction when you heard that, Alex?
John, mine was same as yours. You know, it sounds just like the New England Patriots, a dynasty just like that, except without all the winning. I'm not sure that that's what the American people are looking for. And even the Trump campaign manager walked that back a little bit last night, saying, no, I'm not just talking about this family and how committed they are to the cause and making America great again, though they work hard and they are that committed. I'm talking about a populist movement. There's a half of America is very concerned that the elite in Washington aren't paying attention to them, are condescending, are raising their taxes, not thinking about this opioid epidemic, and thinks the American flag is something to be embarrassed about. That movement is going to go on, and that's what he's saying this morning. So,
good. He's smart to fix that. He needs to check the definition of dynasty.
Yeah, no. Americans don't like royalty. Americans like democracy, and they like to have that power in their hands, not in a royal elite.
Yeah, I'm pretty consistent about it. You know, I'm not interested in, George P. Bush may be a great guy, I don't know, but I'm not interested in voting for him just because his last name is Bush, and same thing with the Kennedys. I was skeptical of George W., but once he got the nomination, okay, he's our guy, we're going to go with him. But just because your last name is the same as somebody who was prominent in a previous generation doesn't impress me. And I hope that these guys will be pretty careful.
I think that's right. You know, Americans love brands. Brands tell us something.
Right.
They're hard to build. They're expensive to generate that awareness with the American people. But all they should get you is consideration. They should get you a look. These candidates ought to have to earn it on their own, and that's what the American people believe.
Yeah. All right, so we've got the big Democrat debates coming up on Thursday, and it's a pared-down list now. I guess I should ask you first off, having watched this for a long time, are you surprised that we're that the number has been whittled down as far as it has been, at least for the onstage portion?
No, money is oxygen for these candidates, and unless they can score in the polls, they begin to sink and fade out. And so we're down to about 10 candidates for this debate coming up. And I've got, by the way, you were talking about that Tesla driver who fell asleep at the wheel.
Right.
Really bad news in the Democratic debate here. Turns out that was Joe Biden.
He could have been.
Joe has had big trouble here. He is, the latest surveys that are out now, a CBS survey says that Elizabeth Warren is catching up. Those objects in Joe Biden's rearview mirror are closer than they appear.
Wow.
She is leading Biden in those early states by a point. Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. And when you ask Democrats, they'll tell you that, wait a minute, Elizabeth Biden, 55% of Democrats think Elizabeth Warren is just as electable as Joe Biden. That's Biden's whole argument. Trouble ahead for Biden.
Do you think that? Do you think Elizabeth Warren was as far left as she's gone that she's electable?
I think because she is that far left, she's electable in the primaries.
Right.
But it makes it tougher for her in the general.
Yeah. Boy, really interesting to watch. And, of course, we'll be monitoring things on Thursday. Probably talk to you again real soon. Alex Castellanos, our ABC News political commentator. Thank you very much. We'll check traffic again, and we'll also take a look at an easy weather day. That's next. News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.